New York's Attorney General is suing the National Rifle Association, alleging broad corruption by top NRA officials and calling for action.
For these years of fraud and misconduct, we are seeking an order to dissolve the NRA in its entirety.
We'll have more on the lawsuit and the NRA's response. Plus, why even some essential workers won't get immediate access to coronavirus vaccines. It's Thursday, August 6th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Here's what's news. Weekly jobless claims have fallen to their lowest level since the coronavirus hit in March, but are still well above the record set prior to the pandemic. 1.2 million Americans filed for initial unemployment claims last week. For many, losing their jobs has been compounded by the loss of the $600 a week supplemental unemployment benefit, which expired on Friday. Lawmakers in Washington are wrangling over whether to extend those benefits as part of the latest round of federal stimulus. A decline in weekly jobless claims still pushed stocks higher. All three major indexes ended the day with gains. Public health officials say it's unlikely early vaccine supplies will be enough to inoculate the more than 100 million Americans, including healthcare workers, considered at high risk for contracting the coronavirus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there may be just 10 to 20 million doses available at first. Our pharmaceutical reporter, Peter Loftus.
The thought is that they're going to need to prioritize further. And so instead of just saying all health workers are first in line, it might be just workers that are most exposed to at-risk patients, like people in emergency rooms or intensive care units. And for the most part, the companies that are developing the vaccines, they have recommendations for who should get prioritized. And again, it would include healthcare workers. But they're probably not going to be the ones to make the decision. They say that they're going to defer to government officials.
Uber posted another big loss in its latest quarter, with demand remaining low for its ride-hailing business amid the pandemic. Gross bookings for rides fell 75% year over year. But with more people stuck at home, Uber's food delivery service has been a bright spot. Uber Eats bookings more than doubled year over year. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has tested positive for the coronavirus ahead of a meeting scheduled with President Trump in Cleveland. DeWine says he didn't have any symptoms and will quarantine at his home for 14 days. Ohio has seen a recent surge, reporting 1,199 new cases yesterday, more than double the daily number in early June. More than 3,500 people in the state have died from the virus. Coming up after the break, New York's Attorney General takes on the NRA. The National Rifle Association was founded in New York in 1871. As a nonprofit registered in the state, it's regulated by the State Attorney General's office. Today, the current New York Attorney General, Letitia James, announced she's seeking to dissolve the organization. Announcing a lawsuit against the group, James alleged that top NRA officials, including longtime CEO Wayne LaPierre, violated New York's nonprofit laws. The suit alleges that they illegally diverted tens of millions of dollars in NRA funds for contracts that benefited friends and family and for excessive personal expenses.
We've come to the conclusion that the NRA, unfortunately, was serving as a personal piggy bank to four individual defendants.
President Trump was asked about the lawsuit as he left the White House for a trip to Ohio.
Terrible thing that just happened. I think the NRA should move to Texas and lead a very good and beautiful life.
Our senior editor, Mark Mermont, has been digging into the details. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Great to be here.
So, Mark, can you start by giving us some more details about the specific allegations in this lawsuit against the NRA?
Well, it's a very wide-ranging lawsuit that's well over 150 pages, I think. But it's the general allegations are that the AG did a long investigation in the NRA, and they allege that insiders violated the New York State nonprofit law by illegally diverting tens of millions of dollars from the NRA through excessive expenses and contracts that benefited relatives or close associates of the insiders. Lots of details in here. I mean, it just goes on and on. A lot of them focused on the CEO, who's a well-known figure in conservative circles, Wayne LaPierre. They claim that he spent millions of dollars on private jet travel, on flying his family around, on NRA-paid private jets, for example, without him on board, kind of expensive travel consultants. He got himself a $17 million retirement contract without board approval, allegedly. They go into a lot of detail about 8 trips he took to the Bahamas by private air charter, where he stopped and picked up his niece on the way. He claims this was for some meeting with some high-level people, but it was seems to have been hosted by an NRA vendor. And the trips, the air travel alone, cost $500,000, and the vendor loaned LaPierre a 108-foot yacht for his use on many of these trips. And there are many, many other examples about what they claim Mr. LaPierre did with NRA money. And essentially, the Attorney General of New York said in her press release that Mr. LaPierre and the other top executives used the NRA as their personal piggy bank for many years, and it was just... the organization was so sort of so far gone, so corrupt that it couldn't be reformed. So she is asking for it to be dissolved, which is an extraordinary measure.
Mark, what about the specific allegation about the NRA allegedly funneling money through its ad agency? What can you tell us about that?
So one of the allegations is that some of the allegedly excessive spending was funneled through a company called Ackerman McQueen, which for many years was the ad agency for the NRA until they had a huge falling out last year. And so supposedly Ackerman McQueen, they would pay for a bunch of expenses on behalf of Mr. LaPierre and others at the NRA, and then just bill a one-line item to the NRA saying, you know, out-of-pocket expenses or something like that. But the Attorney General alleged that these things were, in effect, personal expenses or personal benefits for Mr. LaPierre and some of the other executives, and should have been included in their tax returns. And she was actually, at today's press conference, she was asked a number of questions by reporters about whether she was making a referral to the IRS, and she said she was, but wouldn't really discuss the specifics of that. So she also Attorney General would not discuss any kind of criminal referral that her office might make. So I think that the investigation continues.
Talk more about that, the significance of New York's Attorney General, who is Democratic, taking on the nation's largest gun rights group, a conservative group, during an election season.
Well, the NRA, of course, has famously been aligned with the Republican Party for a couple of decades. Didn't used to be, but they've, you know, spent over $30 million supporting Donald Trump's election and in 2016, and have been very close with the GOP. So it's, you know, they're claiming that this is all a politically motivated attack and coming in an election year. And the NRA has actually filed a countersuit of some type against the Attorney General. The Attorney General says, no, 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 this has nothing to do with politics. We are in charge of enforcing and regulating New York nonprofits, and this nonprofit is just completely out of control and should be shut down. And this has nothing to do with politics. So you obviously, depending upon where you stand, depends upon where you sit or vice versa. So
the NRA is dismissing the allegations wholesale, and LaPierre has issued a statement calling the lawsuit, quote, an affront to democracy and freedom. He also says the NRA is, quote, well-governed, financially solvent, and committed to good governance. Mark, has the NRA responded to any specific allegations, though?
I haven't seen any specific responses yet. In the past, the NRA, there have been a number of allegations that we and some other media organizations have reported about alleged expense abuses, such as $500,000 in wardrobe costs at a Beverly Hills boutique and private jet flights by Mr. LaPierre and other things like that. And the NRA has claimed that these expenses were justified as business expenses. And they also say that their board approved all these things as in the best interest of the NRA. although in many cases the approvals were done retroactively, sometimes years later. And so the Attorney General's office says the board was basically just papering things over and was served as a rubber stamp to LaPierre and company's alleged grifting.
We also heard from President Trump today, who called the Attorney General's lawsuit a, quote, terrible thing, and suggested that the NRA move from New York, where it's been registered since its founding, to Texas. What did you make of the president's remarks?
I actually thought they were interesting because when we, in our prior reporting, we talked to nonprofit experts who said that they thought that the Attorney General would not take a step to try to dissolve the NRA in New York State, precisely for that reason, because it could reconstitute in say, Texas or Oklahoma or Wyoming or somewhere. And at the moment, the AG has, the New York AG has some, you know, power oversight over the NRA, which would lose. So on the other hand, moving to another state would be a very complicated thing. There's assets and liabilities of the organization, including intellectual property. And I think that would be probably a last resort that the NRA would really want to do that.
Wall Street Journal senior editor Mark Mermont. Mark, thank you so much for joining me.
Glad to be here. Glad we could do it.
Before we go, we know that teachers, students, and parents around the country are thinking about back to school and what it will look like in their school district. So we'd like to hear from you. If you have questions about schools and colleges reopening, give us a call and leave a voicemail. The number is 315-992-8298. It's also in our show description. We'll bring on our reporters and experts to try to help you get answers. And that's what's news for this Thursday afternoon. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.